The group stage returned with a bang on match day one. On Tuesday, Paris Saint-Germain took an early lead against Arsenal, but couldn't quite hang on.
Alexis Sanchez equalises for Arsenal from the edge of the area. The Chile international has got the Gunners on terms here.
Bayern scored five against Rostov, and Barcelona put a magnificent seven past Celtic with a familiar face in the thick of the action.
This is Suarez looking to make it five. Oh, Messi has! Messi has a hat-trick!
Then on Wednesday, the defending champions left it very late to steal all 3 points against a resolute Sporting side.
Free header! Oh, they've done it! Right to the death! It's Alvaro Morata! And from facing a home defeat, now Real Madrid have won it!
But it was a slightly tighter affair in Turin as 2015 finalists Juventus and UEFA Europa League winners Sevilla drew 0-0. Elsewhere, there were wins for Atletico, Manchester City, Napoli, Monaco, Leicester, Lyon and Dortmund. We'll hear from key players and head coaches, including Andres Iniesta, Arsene Wenger, Diego Simeone and Ilkay Gundogan, as we analyse all of the action right here on UEFA Champions League Match Day Live. Hello, I'm Rob Daly. Loads to talk about after an exhilarating start to the UEFA Champions League group stages. Well, let's start with a classified check of all of Match Day 1's results. On Tuesday in Group A, Paris Saint-Germain 1, Arsenal 1, Basel 1, Ludogorets 1. Group B, Benfica 1, Besiktas 1, Dynamo Kiev 1, Napoli 2. In Group C, Barcelona 7, Celtic 0, Manchester City 4, Gladbach 0 was postponed to the next day. And in Group D, PSV Eindhoven 0, Atletico 1, Bayern 5, Rostov 0. Into Wednesday's games, Group E, Tottenham 1, Monaco 2, Leverkusen 2, CSKA Moskva 2, Group F, Real Madrid 2, Sporting 1, Legia 0, Borussia Dortmund 6. Group G, Porto 1, Copenhagen 1, Club Brugge 0, Leicester City 3. And in Group H, Juventus 0, Sevilla 0, Lyon 3, Dinamo Zagreb 0. Well, let's start our review with Tuesday's action, where Paris Saint-Germain hosted Arsenal in Group A. And this one was watched by Adam Summerton.
Fabulous ball in, and there's the opening goal. Aurier's cross, Cavani's header. Couldn't miss from all of a few metres out. And we have the opening goal inside a minute at the Parc des Princes. Monreal has got round Aurier. Could be a chance here for Arsenal. Digs it towards Oxlade-Chamberlain with the header. And selfishly, rather than go for goal himself, as he could have done, and it was cleared by Paris, but that's the best chance of the game so far for Arsenal. Chance to score, and he puts it wide. Ospina was miles away. The goalkeeper had come rushing out, was well off his line. He was nowhere. Well, it's a golden opportunity for Cavani. Really good run. It might break yet for Cavani on the edge of the area. It has. It's a great chance. And it's saved by Ospina. A double save in actual fact. Another golden opportunity for Cavani. Now it's to the left again to Ozil. Tries to pull it back. He won't be. Saved. And Alexis Sanchez in. Alexis Sanchez equalises for Arsenal. Drove it home right-footed from the edge of the area. The Chile international has got the Gunners on terms here. It's Paris 1, Arsenal 1.
Well, Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger was happy with his side's second-half performance.
In the first half, our midfield played a bit too far from Sanchez. Second half, we played high up, and straight away after the kickoff in the second half, you could see that we have a good chance to come back, what we did. I think we have experience in the Champions League. We were resilient, and overall, we got a good point.
And he does seem happy with the result, Arsene Wenger. Alongside me, UEFA.com's European football expert Paul Saffert is with me. Paul, do you think Paris Saint-Germain will rue a missed opportunity to have beaten the Gunners?
Definitely, Rob. They had were all over Arsenal, particularly in that second half. They scored after 44 seconds by Edinson Cavani, and then he proceeded to miss several more opportunities to really put the game to an Arsenal. In the second half, David Ospina was in tremendous form, made so many crucial point-blank saves, and it left a position where Alexis Sanchez, with that fine finish on a rebound, really, just hitting it through the box, was able to grab a point that makes Arsenal favourites in that group.
Dan Roebuck joins us. He was commentating on Arsenal's draw at Paris Saint-Germain. Dan, do you suspect that Arsenal are happy with that point?
Hugely happy. Edinson Cavani obviously had so many chances in that particular match and he spurned them. David Ospina did make some key saves. He was much maligned, of course, last season after what happened in the Champions League, but he doesn't make that many mistakes, you know, and I think it was interesting that Arsene Wenger put him back in. He's got a lot of experience playing in French football, has the Colombian international, didn't let anybody down. I think Arsenal were lacking in one or two areas. Their wide players really didn't come to town, did they? Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain in particular, I think, was a little lightweight. I'm still not quite so sure that Arsenal knows his best team at the moment. He spent some money, of course, with the likes of Granit Xhaka coming in. Shkodran Mustafi, of course, started last night. Lucas Perez was only on the bench. Olivier Giroud came on. He doesn't look a happy man at the moment, of course, sent off very late on in that game. So, unfortunately for Arsenal, they didn't manage to win the game, but I think they got out of jail.
Yeah, well, let's hear from Unai Emery now. He says he was pleased with his side's performance, but was disappointed they couldn't add to their lead.
Today, I am pleased because we are on the right track, and that's the kind of spirit I want this team to play with. The quality of the players is important, but to create a team takes time. The match is a good benchmark in terms of creating the identity of the team, but there is still plenty of room for improvement. On the whole, I am very pleased, but I wanted to guide my team to victory.
No win in three in all competitions for Paris Saint-Germain. The last time that happened was 2 years ago. Paul, I suppose, do you think it's going to take some time for Unai Emery to settle into that job, replacing Laurent Blanc in the summer?
I think so. Although it seems the only thing that was really missing, it seemed to be, was the finishing. And that's been the case, I think, a lot this season. Of course, they've lost a great goal scorer in Zlatan Ibrahimovic. You don't just replace a man like him, even with resources that Paris have got. But what Emery has proved he could do, it was, you know, in his previous job at Seville, his producer team does well in the knockout games, and that's where Paris have slipped up in the past.
Very interesting indeed. Paris Saint-Germain won, Arsenal won. The other game in that group finished with the same scoreline. Basel won, Ludogorets won. Jonathan Cafu with a brilliant individual goal just before half-time. But Renato Stefan, with 11 minutes to go for Basel, levelled the contest. So all four teams in the group have 1 point to their name. Next up, Arsenal will host Basel. And Ludogorets welcome Paris Saint-Germain to Bulgaria. Let's move on to Group C now. Our second feature match on Tuesday was Barcelona against Celtic at the Camp Nou. Our commentator for this one was Jonathan Beck.
Messi is onside. Lionel Messi! Top corner and top draw from Messi. Barcelona lead early on. And the home side have the early lead. Sinclair over the halfway line and still going. Sinclair looking to slip it into Dembele. Now Ter Stegen has conceded a penalty. It's Dembele with a pause and a save by Ter Stegen. Barcelona still lead. Neymar back to Messi. Messi back to Neymar into the box. He'll square it for Messi, who can walk it into the net. It's far, far too easy. Barcelona lead by 2-0. It's Messi to the left. It's going to be Neymar. It's touched in by the goalkeeper into the top corner. And Neymar has joined the party as well. All the way across. Oh, slammed in like an absolute rocket from Iniesta. That is a wonderful goal in a game full of them. Here goes Messi. No offside. This is Suarez looking to make it five. Oh, Messi has. Messi has a hat-trick. Barcelona, with 2 goals in 2 minutes, are unstoppable. Neymar chips into the box. There's an appeal for offside. It's not going to count. Luis Suarez goal will. He gets in on the act finally, and Barcelona have six. Short corner, Iniesta, Messi, all the way across. Suarez slides in, and that is seven.
Well, it was MSN at their very best. Messi with 3, Suarez with 2, Neymar with 1. He assisted 4 in total. And Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers admits his side couldn't match the quality of Barca.
They get high-level, top players with big confidence, big belief, and that's why they are what they are. So for our players, this is a competition that's going to be a brilliant learning season for us in the Champions League. Tonight is one of those tough nights that you take at this level, and like as I said, there can be no embarrassment, because they do that to teams, at much better teams than ourselves.
Brendan Rodgers there, the Celtic manager, fresh off the back of the Old Firm win as well at the weekend against Rangers. Meanwhile, Barcelona midfielder Andres Iniesta praised his side's performance and said they restricted Celtic to few opportunities.
We played very well at the back tonight. We used many of our resources and we were very accurate in the final third. We managed to play the ball around quickly and asserted our dominance. When you do that for 90 minutes, it is very difficult for the opponent to defend against. It wore Celtic out. We were very effective tonight.
And he only came on at half-time, Andres Iniesta. His goal was wonderful. I think Luis Suarez first is probably my favourite of the bunch. Paul, could you pick one out of the seven?
I'd say the Iniesta one as well, but it's also worth pointing out Neymar. We got hit about Messi's hat-trick. Neymar got four assists well in his goal. First time ever in the UEFA Champions League someone's managed four assists. Barcelona have started tolerably well, I'd say.
Yeah, sensational from Barcelona, bouncing back after a weekend defeat to Alaves in the Spanish Liga. Also in that group, delayed by 24 hours, Manchester City with a 4-0 win against Borussia Mönchengladbach. Torrential rain meant the game was postponed on Tuesday, but it was fairly straightforward in the end for Pep Guardiola's side. Led to the thoughts of one of their summer signings, Ilkay Gundogan, who made his City debut in the match.
Yeah, I'm very happy. It's a perfect day for me. I was waiting for this moment for a long time, and yeah, now it was my first game, and I think it was good, and try to work hard and look forward for the next game. And now I started from zero, and I think it was very well, and 80 minutes was a quite long time for the first game, so I'm very happy about the win.
Well, Pep Guardiola said he could have played 90 minutes. Three goals for Aguero, two in the first half, one a penalty, and Kelechi Iheanacho rounded off the win. City looking really, really good, Paul.
Pretty good, because it's Aguero's second European hat-trick under Guardiola already, having got one in the playoffs. And Ilkay Gundogan, we discussed his debut. Of course, he wasn't in the original lineup for Tuesday's game, but then 24 hours later, Guardiola made a little change, and I wonder if that caught Mönchengladbach by surprise.
Yeah, might well have done. They stuck with the same 11. Many of their supporters had to go back to Germany because of the delay in the fixture. City with a fantastic win. On to Group D now. PSV 0, Atletico 1. Sao Niguez with the only strike of the game. Jan Oblak saved a penalty as well from Andres Cardado just before half-time. And a great win for Atletico. Diego Simeone was very satisfied with his side's performance against PSV.
This is the ideal way to start the UEFA Champions League season. It was quite a difficult match in many ways. That includes the penalty save by our keeper, which helped us maintain the lead in the game. I'd say we've picked up an excellent result tonight.
Well, in the same group as Atletico, Bayern beat Rostov by 5-0. Lewandowski with a 28th-minute penalty. Müller added to that before half-time. Kimmich with 2 goals. After the restart, recently scored his first goal for Bayern and his first goal for Germany. And then Juan Bernat off the bench made it 5-0. And Thomas Müller said it was a perfect start.
It was a tough match until we scored the first goal. And then things got a little easier. The spaces were bigger and the game opened up in the second half. We've made a great start to the UEFA Champions League this season. A 5-0 win and 3 points. We couldn't have asked for more.
And surely the expectation on Bayern, 3 years under Pep Guardiola, couldn't get to the final. The expectation under Carlo Ancelotti remains the same. Paul, to reach the final?
It'll be interesting. I'll see if they can pace their season better rather than starting at burst and slightly fading of what's happened in the last few seasons. But they started very well. A horrible debut for Rostov compared to the Leicester one we'll be discussing later. And that Atletico-Bayern match in 2 weeks' time already looking like group deciders, those home and away.
Yeah, see who can win the group. Two very strong teams in Group D. Atletico, Bayern, both on 3 points. Rostov and PSV yet to get off the mark. Rostov host PSV next. Bayern go to Madrid on match day two. Group B, Benfica 1, Besiktas 1. Servi put Benfica in front on 12 minutes, but a player on loan from Benfica scored for Besiktas in added time to get them the point.
It was the very last touch, I think, of the game that he managed to score with, and Benfica looked to be cruising. Besiktas hadn't done too much really, but there it was, Talisca, a great finish at the end, and I don't know how key Benfica will be to have him back. They'll certainly maybe regret loaning him out there with the equaliser that has put Besiktas in a strong position. It's a very, very open group, that one, and Besiktas now in a good position.
Napoli picked up a win 2-1. Success at Dynamo Kiev. Hamash put Dynamo Kiev in front. Milik with 2 goals before the break. And the Polish striker was delighted with the result.
nice to win here because the game was very tough, especially in Ukraine. Away games are very tough. We won 2-1, but the rival, Dynamo Kyiv, they play really well. But still, we won, and I am very happy to score today two times. We just go back to Italy with a smile on the face.
Yeah, and rightly so. He looks like he is a suitable Gonzalo Higuain replacement. Napoli on 3 points at the top of Group B. Besiktas and Benfica both on 1 point. Dynamo Kyiv, bottom of the group. They travel to Besiktas net. And Napoli will host Benfica. What a game that will be in Italy. Next on Matchday Live, we have analysis and reaction to Wednesday night's matches.
Dizemos não ao racismo.
Nein zum Rassismus.
Nein til Rassismus.
Non au racisme.
No, it's racism. No,
racism. Cristiano Ronaldo, Manuel Neuer, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Vincent Kompany, Caroline Sagar and Lionel Messi are just a few of the European football stars saying no to racism. European football united against racism. Respect.
You're listening to UEFA Champions League Match Day Live.
You're listening to Matchday Live with Paul Saffer and me, Rob Daly. Our review of Wednesday's Matchday 1 action begins at the Bernabeu, where Real Madrid began their defence of the UEFA Champions League title against Sporting. And as John Bradley describes, it was far from plain sailing for the Spanish outfit.
Helps the ball on towards Brian Ruiz. It's Bruno Cesar! Sporting have stunned the Santiago Bernabeu. It is a crisp left-footed strike from just inside the penalty area. He's curled it beyond the goalkeeper, Kiko Casilla. And Sporting lead at Real Madrid. It's Real Madrid 0, Sporting 1.
Over the ball, Cristiano Ronaldo. That familiar pose with his legs apart. A five-man wall, all in green. Will that do its job? Or will it be the man who loves scoring against his former club? It's Ronaldo! You just knew he would have his say. And with moments left of this game, Cristiano Ronaldo has rescued Real Madrid. This is last chance. Left-footed ball, free header! Oh, they've done it! Right at the death! It's Alvaro Morata! And from facing a home defeat, now Real Madrid have won it. Real Madrid 2, poor old Sporting 1.
John Bradley describing the action, and he joins us now on Matchday Live. John, I get the sense from hearing the end of your commentary that you felt it was slightly cruel on Jorge Jesus and his team.
I thought it was. I thought that for 88 minutes, 89 minutes, they were magnificent. They worked really hard, man for man. You would say they deserve to be in front. What Zinedine Zidane did was, and is able to do, is to make critical changes and to bring on a James Rodriguez and Alvaro Morata and Lucas Vazquez, and they changed the game and they gave them more impetus. But until then, they were very well organised. Gelson Martinez given Marcelo one of the worst nights I think he's ever had in the
Champions
League.
They took him off, John. You were surprised by that.
They took him off with 20 minutes to go and brought on Lazar Markovic, and they took off Andre Silva, their captain as well, which surprised me as well. But there was always a sense that Real Madrid will build up a storm. While they were 1-0 down, 2 minutes into the second half, the goal by Bruno Cesar, a really good finish, and they worked really hard to get in front, and then they defended valiantly. Sebastian Coates and Ruben Semedo were like rocks. The two fullbacks played very well as well, going both ways, you have to say. But then those introduction of those players and James Rodriguez starting to wander between the lines, and they got the free kick for Cristiano Ronaldo, who'd been pretty quiet. He'd had a couple of shots. He'd hit the inside of the post as well. And you thought, well, he's got one more shot really in him, hasn't he? And he gets a free kick 25 metres out, and it was just a moment of inspiration, a moment of class, a moment of magic, and the sort of moment that he and few others like him are capable of.
Do you think we're seeing a Real Madrid team that isn't quite 100% fit? That Ronaldo and Benzema are coming back and we still have to see the best of Real Madrid.
I think Cristiano Ronaldo was peripheral. I think Gareth Bale was peripheral as well. And Karim Benzema certainly was. And I think that it's his first start of the season. Cristiano Ronaldo came back at the weekend. Benzema came off the bench at the weekend. And they were a little way short tonight, considering they've won all the games in the Spanish League.
Yeah.
But they looked a little short tonight. And it took them some time, but they... you never rule them out, do you? You know, they're a special team. They're great champions of this competition, and they're not going to lie down for anyone.
We didn't know if we'd ever see Alvaro Morata wear the Real Madrid shirt again. But you suspect he could have a big impact this season, despite perhaps being second choice centre forward for Real Madrid.
Well, you say second choice. There were times, of course, last season when there were murmurings that they needed another striker to replace Benzema. Benzema almost cemented himself under Zidane and was reborn. But you get the feeling that Zidane has brought in Morata, or he's been brought in to the club, and it's almost like saying, well, if you don't do enough and you don't work hard enough or you don't score enough goals, this man's going to take your place and he will be first choice
until
such a time that he fails, and then you can have another go. Competition for places, quality players, it's what you expect at a club like Real Madrid.
John, I'm going to get a man of the match from you before the end of today. Legia 0, Borussia Dortmund 6 in the same group, 3 goals in each half, 6 different scorers, Goethe, Socrates, Bartra inside the opening 17 minutes, all those. Rafael Guerrero, Gonzalo Castro and Aubameyang had to get in on the act. Eventually, Paul Saffert. I think I saw you tweeting that's a record.
I think it's the first ever time in UEFA Champions League, 6 different scorers in a match. One of the players that didn't score, Christian Pulisic at 17, youngest ever player to play for Dortmund in UEFA Champions League. A very good start indeed for them in what could have been a tricky away game, even though Legia haven't been on the best of form this season.
John, we have some reaction from the Legia head coach, I think.
Yeah, Besnik Hashi says, we tried to avoid conceding more goals in the second half, but we didn't manage it. We defended in a very bad way, of course. We couldn't really do much else in the game, and he didn't have many possibilities to build a formation, but we conceded our goals too easy.
He's absolutely right. Thanks, John. Okay, let's move on to Juventus-Sevilla. Our second featured match came from Turin, the Italian champions, hosting the UEFA Europa League winners. Our commentator was Dan Roebuck.
Chiellini forward, Gonzalo, Higuain will turn. Dybala has options here. One of them is Khedira. Can he finish? Just wide of the target. Maybe should have done a little better, the German international. Higuain, Dybala, Khedira could be away here. Great first touch is still Khedira. Great strength, but the shot not good enough. And into the arms of Sergio Rico. Still Patrice Evra. Tries to find Higuain, ricochets back towards Asamoah on the left-hand side. Still Juventus probing away. This is Evra once again, it's towards Higuain. Dybala shot over the crossbar. Opportunity for Dani Alves on the right-hand side to come forward. It's towards Higuain with a header off the crossbar. What an opportunity for Juventus and Higuain. Correa, still Joaquin Correa, the substitute, twists and turns, and Correa with a shot just wide. Dani Alves with a cross here, and the header down, brilliantly saved by Sergio Rico. It was Alexandra that came in on that, flashed it goalwards, and the Sevilla keeper kept it out.
We can speak to Dan Roebuck now, and Dan, judging by those highlights, Juventus had their chances to win it.
They did have their chances to win it, and they had good opportunities. Higuain hit the crossbar. Dani Alves was good over on the right-hand side throughout the game. You heard those Khedira chances as well early on. If one of those had gone in, and it should have gone in, one of them should have gone in, then the result might have been different. But, you know, Sevilla did have a decent game here. They defended well. Their midfield operators were terrific, and Zonzi in particular, Craniveta as well, the young Argentine, Ibarra, the skipper, all defended well. They had a plan, I think, to frustrate Juventus. Very different to what we were led to believe, I think, when Jorge Sampaoli took over at Sevilla. We know what an attacking coach he is. But they did a job on Juventus. Yes, the Turin side did have chances. But in the end, you know, Sevilla, if they play that way away from home, they'll get a lot more joy in the Champions League this season than they did last.
I mean, Dan, these are probably the two strongest teams in the group. Juve with a chance to get a home win against them. What do you sense the mood is among the Turin team?
Well, it's disappointment, obviously. I can get some reaction from Chiellini for you. He said, we created plenty in the first half. It's a shame we weren't able to make that count by breaking the deadlock. We were compact and solid, but lacked that little bit extra, even though we had plenty of shots. And it's interesting that he says that, because you just feel that the starting lineup maybe just lacked that little bit of craft, that little bit of guile. Pjanic was only on the bench. Cuadrado wasn't used. Piazza came on late. They were muscular in midfield prior to that. Asamoah didn't really get into the game. Dybala dropped deep. Higuain didn't really get the service. His Champions League record, you know, isn't great. 12 goals in 54 now. That must improve if if Juventus are to go deep into the competition.
Yeah, especially for that money. Dan, thank you very much. I'm going to get a man of the match from you shortly before the end of the show. Elsewhere in that group, Lyon beat Dinamo Zagreb 3-0. Talisa with the opener on 13 minutes. Ferry and Cornet scoring in that fixture as well. Great result for Lyon, considering the likes of Lacazette and Fekir were injured. Next up, Monaco will host Leverkusen. CSKA Moscow will host Tottenham, because we're going to move on to that group in the UEFA Champions League now. Monaco with a 2-1 win at Spurs, and Paul Saffer, they were 2-0 up in that fixture. Spurs fighting to get back into it at Wembley Stadium.
It was. It's at Wembley Stadium where Arsenal had the temporary UEFA Champions League home in the past. The old Wembley, they had unhappy experiences there, and it's an unhappy return for Spurs, who were so good in UEFA Champions League a few years ago. Did start to come from behind, they did reduce the rears and they could have equalised, but it's still an unhappy start for them and a tremendous opening for Monaco, who of course started Ligue 1 in such fine style as well.
And they lost to Tottenham away from home last season. Let's hear from Tottenham's head coach, the manager Mauricio Pochettino.
Two easy goals, very easy for Monaco, that was a score. And you pay after, because they play a football in the way that they like to play in counter-attack, to play very deep, to close the space. And it was difficult. We need to learn that we need to play and be more aggressive with the ball.
So defeat for Spurs at home to Monaco. The other game in that group, Leverkusen 2, CSKA Moscow 2, Bayer were 2-0 up. Inside 15 minutes, Mehmedi and Çalhanoğlu with the goals there, but Alan Jagoyev, 9 minutes before the break, and very shortly after that, Roman Yeremenko managed to squeeze the ball under Bernd Leno, earning the Russian champions a 2-2 draw, so a great start to the group stage for them. Spurs will go to CSKA on match day two. And Group G, Club Brugge 0, Leicester City 3. Marco Brighton with the opener on 5 minutes. Mahrez with a brace, the second a penalty, the first a beautiful free kick. Let's hear from the brilliant Claudio Ranieri.
This is our first match in this competition in the Champions League, and for us it's a very amazing result, the first victory and the first time we play in Champions League. I want to make congratulations to my players, because of course after the Liverpool defeat we want to react immediately. I think Bruges is a good team. They had the control of the ball, but we had the control of the match.
Well, Wes Morgan said, why not? Good start for Leicester, 3-0 winners there. They take on Porto next at home. Yeah. And Porto got themselves a 1-1 draw with Copenhagen. Otavio with the opener on 13 minutes for Porto. Andreas Cornelius equalised for Copenhagen in that game. Jan Gregusz was sent off for Copenhagen into the second half, and he will be suspended for the game in 2 weeks' time against Club Brugge at home. Great start for Leicester.
It is, and in vast contrast to the other debutants, Rostov, we let him 5. Leicester scoring early on and not really looking back. And of course, Mahrez was so fantastic in the Premier League last year, and he's kept that going with his two set-piece goals today.
Excellent stuff. OK, so that's all the games done. Let's get some man of the matches. John Bradley, best player Real Madrid against the mighty Sporting.
Has to be two. Gelson Martins for 70 minutes for Sporting. Alvaro Morata changed the game for 20 minutes when he came on.
He's gone for two. Dan Roebuck, you're going for one, surely, aren't you?
I am indeed, yeah. No player made more successful passes for Sevilla or made more successful duels than my man of the match. It is Steven Nzonzi.
Very nice indeed. And Paul Saffer, who's the story of Tuesday's games in the UEFA Champions League?
Honourable mention for Talisca, but I think I'll give it to Neymar for his record 4 assists.
Not bad at all. Guys, thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure. That's all we have time for on Match Day Live. A superb start to the UEFA Champions League group stage. 50 goals on Tuesday. Paris Saint-Germain and Arsenal drew 1-1 in the big Group 8 clash, while there were big wins for Bayern and Barcelona. Then on Wednesday, defending champions Real Madrid left it very late to beat a courageous Sporting side, and Juventus and Sevilla cancelled each other out in a fascinating affair in Turin. Elsewhere, there were match day 1 wins for Atletico, Manchester City, Napoli, Monaco, Leicester, Lyon and Borussia Dortmund. Join us from 19:30 CET on Tuesday, the 27th of September, when our main match will be Borussia Dortmund against Real Madrid. And then on Wednesday, the 28th of September, two European powerhouses face off, Atletico against Bayern. But for now, from Paul Saffer, John Bradley, Dan Roebuck, and myself, Rob Daly, it's goodbye.
Alexis Sanchez equalises for Arsenal. The Chile international has got the Gunners on terms here.
Iniesta, Messi, all the way across. Suarez slides in, and that is seven.
It's Bruno César! Sporting have stung the Santiago Bernabeu. A five-man wall, all in green. Will that do its job? Or will it be the man who loves scoring against his former club? It's Ronaldo! You just knew he would have his say. Free header! Oh, they've done it! Right to the death! It's Alvaro Morata! And from facing a home defeat, now Real Madrid have won it!
You've been listening to UEFA Champions League Matchday Live.